getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming to you once again here from beautiful northern Minnesota. Temperature when I left for the studio this morning, now keep in mind that's really early, like 3:30 in the morning, is 31 degrees below zero. And that was not the wind chill, that was the actual temperature out there this morning. But it's warming up, it's only 7 below now, so heck, it's practically balmy out there. Anyway, glad to have you along for another week here in the old Oompa Hour. I have a stack of records here that I found in the wrong stack. I always put records in a dun pile when I play them here on the show. And I was going through a different stack of records, and then the middle of that other stack of records that have nothing to do with polka records was a bunch of polka records. And I was like, how did these get in this pile? How long have they been here? I don't recall having played them in recent history, so I grabbed a bunch of them, and we're just going to shove them into the show and work them back into proper rotation. So we'll see how it works out. We're starting out with Tony and his polka boys. I can't believe I ate the whole thing polka. That's a scary record to me, because normally you don't run into a polka record that fades out on the end. Normally, the song has an ending, what we call in the radio biz, a cold ending. You know, it's ba-dum-bump, and that's it. It's weird when I hit an old-time record that fades out like that. Tony and his polka boys there, and I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Remember that? They always had a commercial for Alka-Seltzer, I think, wasn't it? I think it was. Anyway, having flashbacks there, because that was a long time ago. Anyway, here's an appropriate song. It's called Polka Radio. It's by Johnny Prill, and you're probably listening to this on Polka Radio.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I turn on the radio, I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturman, he can play. And Eddie V, I love the way he sings. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sound grand, I love Renata's all-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Miller's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
There you go, Johnny Prill there, getting everybody's name in that one, huh? Polka Radio here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, which, by the way, is Polka Radio, at least I think pretty much anyway. That's like an almost new record for this show, because it says right on here, 1987. That's one of the newest records in the joint, man, from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Anyway, it's what it says on the record. I just read them. Anyway, you're in tune with Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This happens every week right here, and it's brought to you in part by, of course, the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where I encourage you to pay them a visit when you find it convenient. I wouldn't recommend right now because it's 31 degrees below zero in these parts. It's a little brisk out there. But you know what? You come into a springtime and summertime and nice weather time and all that, and man, you're going to find a lot of beautiful stuff to look at in the Duluth and Superior area and up the north shore of Lake Superior. And of course, 4,000 accordions at the World of Accordions Museum, give or take. The number fluctuates. I don't know why. Where are they going? Anyway, they've got all kinds of neat stuff to take a look at there, and you want to pay them a visit, and you can take a little peek for free, and you can do it right now online at worldofaccordions.org. So take a look, and then imagine how amazing it would be to be seeing all that stuff in person. All right? Put them on your agenda. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, worldofaccordions.org. You can contact them. Maybe you want to bring a busload of people, make a big tour out of it. They would love it. It's worldofaccordions.org, all right? Now, this next record, one of those bands, I never decide how to pronounce the guy's name. I always know I can look it up. Usually you can find an interview or you can find a live performance online where they introduce him and you can hear the name. But I never think to do that ahead of time. Now, I had a math teacher back in high school. I want to say it was geometry, actually. And his last name was Mr. Keen. And it was K-U-H-N. And this record is by Paul, K-U-H-N. And I always wanted to pronounce it Keen, but I always thought it was weird that my geometry teacher was named Keen, and he spelled it K-U-H-N. So this could be Paul Kuhn, or it could be Paul Keen, with the Sinem Orchestra, anyway. I don't know. I'm doing my best. It's the Frankfurter Polka. I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Frankfurter! Thank you.
There you go, Paul Kuhn, Paul Keen, not sure, the Sinem Orchestra, the Frankfurter Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. What goes good with a Frankfurter? Beer! Beer! Beer is the answer, which happens to be the name of this next record by Marion Lush.
Many problems. Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to the cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
Get drunk for a year. Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to the cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
There, you've all had your Frankfurters and beer. I feel I've done my job filling you up here on the Oompa Hour. Hey, glad you're with us for another week here on the show. Yeah, this happens every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening, whether it's a radio or a smart speaker or your phone or an iPad or a, I don't know, Android pad or whatever kind of thing you got, device machine, whatever, streaming on the thing in the car. I don't know how some of that stuff works. But anyway, glad you're listening to the show this week for another week here, because every week the same thing happens, and these are all records on the show. I'm playing actual phonograph records on actual record players in here. None of that fancy pants digital stuff, because that would be cheating. This next record, I love this song. I found these records yesterday. I was sorting out all my piles of records and putting them back on the shelf where they belong when I found all these other strays I was telling you about. And I saw this record and I put it in the pile to play in this week's show. And from the moment I saw it, since yesterday, I've been singing it to myself, because it's probably, I don't know if it's the same deal for everybody, but for me, it's like the most catchy song out of all the thousands of polka records I got on the shelves over here. And I mean, it's a good song. I'm not complaining, but and it's got stuck in my head for decades. And I'm warning you that it's about to happen to you. One of the many versions I have of this particular tune, you know what it is, because I've explained this a million times. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Say it with me. It's just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my player can. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
All I can think is, I wonder if there's karaoke music for that song. Because I would do it. I've never sang karaoke in my life, but that song just sticks with me, and I'm going to walk around singing it now the rest of the day. I'm going to drive my wife nuts later. I wonder if there. I'm going to look for it later. I'll report back next week. I might even sing it, and I can't sing, but I just wonder if there's karaoke music for that song. Anyway, here's one. It's got a full blown orchestra on this one. It's the Clara Polka. and it's Frank Kurzawa. And it doesn't actually say Clara. It looks like it says Clarcia. But it has it in English, and it says the Clara Polka for idiots like me. So anyway, here's Frank Kurzawa on Tim Zumpa Hour. There, Frank Kurzawa and the Clara Polka, translated to English based on my reading of the record label here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with. As usual in the show this week, we will have an official waltz, and we'll have an official 78 of the week. Sometimes I throw in a waltz, and I don't tell you it's the official waltz. That's because it's an incidental waltz. It just happened to be in the pile. But I always have something that I picked out to be the official waltz. And I really, whatever you want to dance to is perfectly fine with me. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, I saw this. I saved this. Where did I put that? I saw this in the news this morning. And I thought, that's an interesting. This is a scary little, it's just a little news tidbit. It says they've done a study. Less than one-third of Americans, which for the most part is us, know when taxes are due this year. Is that even possible? Doesn't everybody know it's April 15th? I mean, it is. It's April 15th. And they did a big survey. 27% of respondents were able to correctly identify April 15th as the date taxes are due. Only 27%. That means everybody else got the answer wrong. I don't understand. Are there that many people who are like first-time filers who don't know? How can you not know taxes are due on April 15th? Anyway, I hope you all know, because it keeps you out of trouble, and you don't have to pay for being late. All right, I got Johnny Pecan and the orchestra here on turntable number two. It's the Old Box Polka. ¶¶ And there you have a little Johnny Pecan in the orchestra with the old box polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldies show marching on for another week here from northern Minnesota, where it was 31 below when I left for the studio this morning. Yeah, crazy, I know. But now they're talking about a heat wave. It's going to be like 7 above. That's just crazy. I didn't want to talk about wind chills. So if you're one of those people, I know we got people listening to the show in San Francisco and down in Texas, I think by Austin, if I remember. And down in Florida, we got a station. Arizona, we got one. You guys are like, what? I don't get this concept of 31 degrees below zero. One guy sent me a message. He said, I didn't even know the temperature went into negative numbers. Oh, man. All right, let's spin another record here. This is not this. This can't be a very long song. I'm looking at the 45 on the turntable. And, you know, you see the grooves in the record. There are not a lot of grooves on this record. It's like not even a half full 45. I don't know. Ray Henry and the orchestra. These are fun records, these Ray Henry records on the Dana label. But this doesn't look very long. Here's the Jukebox Polka. Right, there you have it there. That's one of those great old Dana records, Ray Henry and the orchestra. That's the Jukebox Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got to work on getting this turntable switched over for our 78 of the week. And while I do that, I got Elmer Scheid and his band over here, and they're doing the Grain Belt Polka. Thank you. Elmer Scheidt's band doing the Greenbelt Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And that brings us to our 78 of the week. Every week on the show, we always try to throw in at least one record. 78 RPM, a shellac record, you know. Before we had vinyl records, we had shellac records. And, you know, we say around here, everything sounds great on a 78. This is Jolly Jack Robble and his band. No, it's the only record I've got by these cats, and I've never played it before. It's a R-O-B-E-L, Robble. Which makes me think of the Hamburglar. Remember he used to, in those McDonald's commercials, he'd walk around and go, rubble, rubble, rubble. Remember that? Anyway, this is, got to wind up the record player full speed ahead for this one. Here's the new Okie Dokie Polka, Jolly Jack Robble and his band. Oh, geez, I'm looking at the record and I thought, there's a lot left on there, but there's not. Ah, there you have it, our 78 of the week. Jolly Jack Robble and his band. Right. the new Okie Dokie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I don't recall seeing any other records by these guys anywhere in my stuff. A good old Decca 78 here. They had the Beer Barrel Polka on the other side, and I thought, yeah, we've all heard the Beer Barrel Polka a million times. So I played the other side for a little variety, all right? There's the Michigan Cavaliers now. I think we all probably know this because it's been around for hundreds of years already. Polka music is here to stay.
Listen to that sound, music we like to play. Step in, kick out the jams out. Polka music is here to stay. Step in, kick out the jams out. Polka music is here to stay. When you're home, feel down and out, jump up, let out a shout. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. All of the best. Think of all of these words. Love, peace, happiness your way. Polka music is here to stay. Love, peace, happiness your way. And polka music is here to stay.
There you go, Michigan Cavaliers there. We already knew that. Polka music is here to stay here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget, if you have a request or dedication or a question or a comment or whatever, you can always get in touch with us here at Zumpa Hour World Headquarters. And wait, I lost my note. Numerous ways you can do that. You can email, of course, zumpahour@aol.com. That is a pretty easy way to do it. Also, you can hit us up on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. I always check that. Plus, if you go to the Facebook page, you can usually see the songs that are going to be in the next week's show a few days ahead of time, because I try to be organized. It's not always a plan that works out, but I do try to be organized. And believe it or not, we do have actually a phone number. You can call, leave a voice message, or you can send a text, and I have it written down on a little piece of paper, and I've been reading the same number now for like 5,000 shows, and I can't tell you what it is without my little piece of paper. There it is! For some reason, this number never sticks in my mind. You can send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. You'd think I would scotch tape that up someplace, wouldn't you? Area code 218-259-2985. If you make a request or dedication, question or comment, voice, text, whatever, ready for you. Okay, we got to get a waltz in here. We do a waltz in every show. And I have a Whoopi John waltz right here. And I know this song has deep, deep feelings for a lot of people. Here's Whoopi John and the band, Pat Wilfart, doing the singing on this one. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
Saturday night, I noticed a couple who just had a fight. Here's what he told her, I swear to the skies, as she wiped her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer. What I have here never could be called ill. It was, but it ain't since you started to wail. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
I think that is a classic right there. I'm not sure how romantic it is, but hey, it was a waltz and you could waltz to it. I felt that I have fulfilled my obligation here on the Oompa Hour. I'm going to set that record aside for later use is what I'm going to do. Whoopi John and the band there with Patrick singing and Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear. Not Slow Wally, not with just the Harmony Boys, but the Lucky Harmony Boys. I've never figured out the difference. Some of the records say the Harmony Boys, and a few of them say the Lucky Harmony Boys, and these are the Lucky Harmony Boys. Or maybe they're the guys who were lucky to get on this record. I don't know, but who'd you like to love you anyway, huh?
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Would you like to kiss ya when it's time to say goodnight? Who'd you like to lunch ya? Who'd you like to lunch ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Would you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away, who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to need ya? More than anyone can say. Who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me if you really do. 'Cause
Wally there, the Lucky Harmony Boys. Who'd you like to love you here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldie show. I saw a little article here. We all use a lot of technology, you know, cell phones and computers and talking phones, magic phones, you know. What are they? Smartphones, that's what they are. Well, they're kind of magic phones. Anyway, they surveyed a bunch of people. What are the most irritating pieces of technology? Right? I have the list, all right? Coming in at number one, most irritating piece of technology is slow internet. And people don't realize, I'm going to talk way too much already. I can see that. People don't realize sometimes slow internet has nothing to do with your connection. All right? Because you could have like 10 billion microbits or whatever it is when they measure how fast your internet is. But, and you could be looking at a website that's in, you know, New York or Warsaw or you know, I don't know, anywhere in the world. And they may only have a server speed of, you know, 10 megabits. And if you're sitting here and you've got 200 megabits and you're screaming why that stuff isn't coming to you at 200 megabits, because that's what you're paying for, darn it. It could be just because the place where it's coming from doesn't go that fast. And usually stuff going out, like being uploaded and whatnot, is slower than stuff coming in. So a lot of times people are really torqued off about their slow internet, and it's not their provider, all right? Anyway, number one is slow internet. Number two is slow computers or slow phones, all right? Well, maybe you clean some of that crap out of there, you wouldn't have those problems. Number three on the list is car alarms. I don't think I have any. I have cars that have some kind of security thing that blinks on the dashboard, but I have nothing to do with it, and I don't know if it does anything, and I don't know how it works. Next is pop-up ads, obviously. Then comes automated phone systems. Subscription-based software. I hate that. Used to be able to get Adobe Photoshop Elements, and you would buy the program for like $39.95, and you could use it till you die. They did that for years, and now you got to subscribe to it. You pay like $100, and it's good for 3 years, and then you got to pay again. I refuse to do that, so I just do without it. Forgotten passwords is next on the list. Smart home devices at number 8. Out-of-office email replies. Alarm clocks, number 10. And TV menu, smart TV menus at number 11. I'll tell you what, our TV is so complicated, and it's probably because we don't know what we're doing. We have 4 different remotes. I don't even think I can figure out... Wait, we have 5 remotes. I don't even know if I can figure out how to put a DVD on so it comes up on the screen anymore. And the other day we were watching the TV and my wife ran into the kitchen for something and had been on the same show for a long time and a little thing popped up and said, "Hi, are you still watching the show?" Because like it didn't believe we were still watching it. And I didn't even know how to click OK. I'm like, "Honey, it wants to know if we're still watching this. Which remote do I use and what button do I push to acknowledge this?" And I did figure it out. But oh, man, sometimes technology. Anyway, we got to get a couple more tunes in here and we're going to do that right after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't sneak in a couple more tunes here before we wrap things up for another week. Here are the Starlights and the Iron Foundry Polka.
W kraju, a ja w Ameryce. serce. Moja Zunka w kraju, a ja w Ameryce. Ja ciężko pracuję w żelaznej fabryce. Ja ciężko pracuję Ukraina w fabryce. Kochajże innego, ja ci nie zabraniam. Kochajże innego, ja ci nie zabraniam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. A ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. Do państwa, hej!
And there you go. That is the Iron Foundry Polka, and those are the Starlights here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Winding down another week, huh? We're gonna go out on the Cousin Stan Polka. Here's the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. And there is the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra with the Cousin Stan Polka. And records like that always make me wonder. I wonder if Cousin Stan knew that there was a record out there named after him. Anyway, that's going to do it for another week. Son of a gun, time just flies right by sometimes here on the Oompa Hour. But I'll be back to do it again next week. So in the meantime, if you're in these parts listening in, stay warm. If you're out there somewhere else in the great, big, wide, wonderful world of polka music, stay warm too, unless it's already hot, then, you know, stay cool.
Waking up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as...
as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.